Sure.
All right. I call the meeting of the Board of Selectmen Appointment Committee, Monday, May 4th at 8:37 a.m. Present, we have Sarah Haig and Tim Legette.
Present, yeah.
No one is here for public comment. So let's move to item D, approval of the January 7th special minute meetings. Special meeting minutes. Oh, man. This one was our two-minute meeting.
I guess I was here, right?
Yes.
Then I'll move acceptance and approval of the minutes.
All right. So moved. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the March 2nd meeting minutes. Those looked good to me.
Yep. Move the acceptance and approval of those as well.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. All right. So, today we have two new applications for, one for the Energy Committee and one for Youth Services Bureau. For the Energy Committee, we have Ardwin. And I had the pleasure of serving with him on the Sustainable Waste Management Subcommittee. And he was a delight. Showed up and had great things to say and was really engaged. And I think that the Energy Committee would give a great opportunity for him to re-engage in the town now that the Sustainable Waste Management Subcommittee is
closed
out.
Looks like he's an attorney.
And has really great...
Is he?
I think he is in operations. Project management, improving systems.
Carinian Major Law. Well, whatever. He's got experience.
Yes. He was a solar project quality manager, so he knows a lot about...
Yeah.
Renewable energy, and I think would be great to help with the Energy Committee, especially as they move forward, making sure that they have any of their recommendations have a plan behind them. And he's also a member of Parks and Rec.
He's been on the Sustainable Waste Management Subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to stay on that?
It was
dissolved.
Temporary,
oh.
So it was dissolved, yep.
Yeah, I'll recommend his approval as a member of the... Where are we here? Energy Committee.
Fantastic. So, all in favor of recommending Ardwin for the Board of Selectmen to approve for their Energy Committee?
Aye.
Unanimous. All right, and now we have Jack Powell, who was recommended to me directly to serve on the Youth Services Bureau. He has incredible experience in with working with youth, either as a coach or a parent or a college professor, and has... experience serving on the Board of Education, which I think is wonderful for Youth Services Bureau, especially as we're trying to get them back in touch and collaborating with BOE and the school system, and has a psychology background.
Yeah, and he, just personally, he is a wonderful guy. He's so empathetic.
Mm.
And so down to earth about kids.
Mm.
I had his son Zachary as a student.
Yeah.
And he and his wife, I don't know if they had any children of their own, but they took in foster kids and then adopted them. He's just all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly the type of person we would want on the YSB.
Who's the chairman of that committee?
Well, Lori still has not submitted her letter of resignation, despite announcing her that she would step down in, I think it was December.
Yeah.
So there's some work to be done there.
Yeah.
To figure out leadership and what's going on with that board.
And Jack would be a great person to take over that spot.
He would. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's maybe another, that's maybe in the future, but I would recommend the appointment of Jack Powell to the Youth Services Bureau.
Fantastic. All right. All in favor of recommending Jack Powell to YSB, to the BOS?
Second.
Yeah,
second.
Second.
Okay.
And so moved? All in favor?
Yep.
All right. Now we have Thomas Boston being elevated from alternate to member of Economic Development Agency. We had appointed him to EDA in, I want to say, December or January.
Yeah, he had
a big
resume. He was involved in everything.
Yeah, really impressive guy. And
have you met him?
I have not, but his application was really thorough. And the recommendation form that Matthew filled out for him was glowing. Oh, he joined EDA in February.
Okay.
Matthew says, his contributions have already been profound and have elevated the agency's work in meaningful ways. His professional background aligns directly with the EDA's mission and strengthened our capacity to deliver on it. He consistently rolls up his sleeves and moves the ball forward, bringing both expertise and initiative to every discussion.
Wow, that's a lot for somebody to write as a comment for somebody who's been on the board for, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
Well, I'll recommend him then.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and now we have a long list of reappointment forms for Library Board of Trustees, Historic District Commission, Conservation, EDA, Juvenile Review, Parks and Rec, Permanent Municipal Buildings, Water Pollution, and YSB. Yay that so many folks want to stay on their commissions and committees. What is the best way, do you think, for us to go through each of these?
Well, we can go through them briefly and then do a consent calendar.
All right.
But how many are there?
I want to say 5, 7, 9, 10, 15. So let's quickly go through by each commission.
Okay.
Committee. All right. So the library board.
I know Karen Mantranak and Chris Hager. Chris Hager's not an assistant, but he's a part of the town's historians group.
That's great. So
I'll recommend them all.
Yes, they all came highly recommended for reappointment. So second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Collinsville Historic District Commission, Donald and Janet.
Don's been on it for a long time. Mm-hmm. Been the chairman. I don't know Janet. I'll recommend them both.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Kevin Irwin for Conservation Commission.
Kevin Irwin, I don't know him.
Do you? I have not had the pleasure of meeting him, but he was recommended by the chair of the board. So I think it's great for him to stay in his position.
When we get a reappointment confirmation, isn't it? It's given to the chairman of the.
Yes, he is the chair.
He's the chair.
Yes.
Okay. Highly recommended by himself, and I think the chair should stay. If we can keep the chairs of our boards in place, I think that's great.
Sure is.
All right.
I recommend him. I'll second.
Can I recommend as chair? Can I make a motion?
Yeah.
All right. I move to keep Kevin, reappoint Kevin Irwin to the Conservation Commission. Can I get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. And we have David for EDA. Vigorously scrolling through our long packet.
It's got, you know, it's got great Matthew Dingy. Dingy? Dingy?
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it, but.
Dingy.
Yeah, that's how I.
Soft G is always favorable. he's been busy. Yeah, we just put him on in February, right?
Yep. Yeah, and he's been.
Right into it.
Yep.
I'll recommend him.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next we have
Troy Pass.
For the Juvenile Review Board. The chair, Julie, says he comes prepared and participates in discussions.
And are we trying to reconstitute juvenile review?
What do you mean?
There's one.
Youth Service.
Oh.
Are you thinking of Youth Service Bureau, maybe?
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah. What does juvenile review do?
I believe it only meets when there is something. Not an application, like a. A file or
something, a juvenile happens. Yeah, something happens where they're in trouble, and then to avoid it going onto their permanent record, they usually have some kind of the police are involved. It's nobody can discuss it other than the parents and everybody there. But that's what that's for.
Yeah,
it's sort of like executive session when they meet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And depending on the infraction or the violation. They get to come before the Juvenile Review Board and keep their record clean?
Yes. Perfect way of saying it. Yes. That's it.
That's important.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, Troy Pass. He's for a reappointment?
Yes. Yep. That we recommend Troy Pass reappointment.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, Margaret Lynch for Parks and Rec. Any concerns? Any concerns there?
No.
All right, I move that
way. She got a good, although brief review from the chair, Corey Cottingham.
A good report card.
Yeah.
I'll move that we recommend her reappointment.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
We have Peter Reynolds and Kevin Witkos to PMBC.
Yeah, Kevin Witkos. I know him. But how does the first selectman get the privilege of sitting on a... Is he an ad hoc member? Is he a non-participating member? Do you know? In the PMBC?
I believe that he is...
A regular member.
A regular
he's
member.
He's a regular member.
Because he gets... the first selectman is an ad hoc member of every board and committee.
But only when there's somebody missing.
No, he is an ad hoc member and can participate in discussions, but without voting power.
Okay, so
them.
This
but
says
this would he's be replacing, a full member.
Replacing Karen Berry.
Just not replacing. This is just a reappointment. He's already on the PMBC.
So he was.
Are you saying
he's currently completing Karen's term, and
oh,
this
I
would
see
be recommending him to serve another full like to serve a full term out
yes.
on the
yeah,
board.
Well, I you know.
I see.
I know that selectmen can be ad hoc. I guess I just didn't think that they were able to serve a full member position.
Mm.
But must be somewhere in the charter, maybe. I'll approve. What are we doing? Peter first?
Let's move that Peter and Kevin both be reappointed to PMBC.
Okay.
I'll second.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Well, who made the recommendation? Sorry.
I recommended
like you both.
Okay. That Peter and Kevin be
okay,
reappointed.
And then second. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Nicolette to WPCA.
And Art Major is the chairman and got a good report from him. So I'll recommend that. I'll move that.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
And then Alden Payne for YSB. I'm thrilled that someone wants to stay on.
Yeah.
Don't have any.
But we don't have anything for him.
No, there's no form, unfortunately.
Well, with uncertainty around the chair, that makes sense.
But we know that he wants to stay on because there's some...
I reach out to everybody prior.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Did you talk to him?
Yep. Oh, I don't talk to him. I send emails. And I just ask if they still want to be on the committee. And if they say, if they don't get back to me with a no, then that means they want to stay on. And then I reach out to the chairs to fill out the forms.
Okay.
But Alden did not send an email saying that they didn't want to be on the committee. So they still do.
So it's kind of like an approval in absentia.
Yes.
Sort of, yes.
Yep. But that's the process.
Well, we
yeah,
need people on that committee.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Do we know how long he's been on it?
I don't know how long he's been on it. Let me...
I think the vacancies... I think I removed the appointed.
Yeah, I don't think we have the appointed date.
Sorry.
Well, that's okay.
So, he's going on to stay on. He's not filling somebody else's term.
Nope, it's his term or her term. I think I don't know if it's a man or a girl, but yes, they are staying on a new term. They finished out theirs, and it's just reappointing for another 4-year term.
Oh, so at least since 2022, if their term is
the 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if it's not on this list either. I apologize. I only have the expiration dates. I'll remember next time to bring the appointed dates. I can pull it up on my computer if you'd like.
Well, we got some information here. Alden paying member.
Yeah, less than 50% absentee.
Two times absent.
Yep.
For 5 meetings.
All right. Yeah, I'll move.
Okay, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We're cooking, crew. Next up.
We're powering through here.
We are. Next up, absentee record.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it has changed substantially since the last time we met. Does anything stand out to you, Tim, for absentee record?
Well, right off the top, Canton Center Historic District Commission, Zach Neville, has not been to a meeting yet.
Yeah. Are these year-to-date?
Yes. Well, up to April. I know we're in May, but yes, right. the full.
So yes. So 100% is 2 out of 2 because they've only had 2 meetings so far this year.
Yes. Yep. And the larger report will show if it was because they were canceled or, you know, if they didn't meet. But that's the smaller report's just going to show the totals.
Just the totals.
Yes.
Yep. That makes sense.
Oh, we just reapproved Janet Downey to go back onto the Collinsville District Commission, and she's got a 50% absentee rate. Too late now. But I will say, from a personal experience, having been on the Canton Center Historic District Commission, that, you know, the meetings come along.
Mm-hmm.
Usually prompted, they don't meet every month. They just wait until there's an application.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if that's inconvenient for somebody, then so be it. I mean, Zach right. Neville, he's mm-hmm. probably shouldn't have been put on, but Carrie and I are probably going to bring we're up in the district, so we're probably going to bring an application, so I don't want to be the person who recommends that we push Zach Neville to show up. Or
stand good side.
Yes. Well, and I will say about Janet, she's the co-owner of a design and build construction company, so really good insight and expertise for the commission, so I think when she's there, she brings good
experience. And what is she, 50%?
Yeah, so far for the year.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. 3 out of 6.
Bill Spatcher, 6 out of 12. I don't know Thomas Wagner, Economic Development. David Madigan, 4 out of 8. He's been on that a long time. Permanent Building Committee. Jeff Johnson, I know him. Planning and Zoning.
Yeah. I think for where we are right now with vacancies and trying our work to try to reinvigorate the boards, that we keep an eye on absenteeism but not move to make any changes for right now.
Yeah, how would we do that? We could recommend to the Board of Selectmen that
someone be removed. That would be mm-hmm. a
Yeah.
That would be a decision.
That's in the charter.
Yeah, we have the power, but I don't know that it's...
It's three consecutive meetings plus over 40% per the charter, then the Board of Selectmen can remove a member. It's only happened a couple times.
Is there... Does someone have to be... Could we move to remove a member without three consecutive and absentee?
Unless there's a, yes, if there's a situation that, and a reason, yes, you can remove them. But if it's just for absentee reasons, that's the...
Yep.
So for absenteeism, we wouldn't need to go into executive session. But if somebody was brought up on some concern and we were talking about removing them, we'd probably need to go into executive session about that. And then... The person themselves would have the option to be there or not.
Or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I will move us on to our last item, vacancies. So, with our proposals today, we would... We're slowly chipping away. Yay. So we would have no further vacancies on Energy Committee. So we would have a full Energy Committee slate. And we would go down to two vacancies on YSB.
Still a two-pager, though. Three-page? Four-page?
Just one for vacancies and the last pages are the roster.
Okay.
So we're down to half a page of vacancies. Progress.
Progress.
That's not nothing.
Probably not a good way to measure it, right? Half a page?
I did.
By the end of this term, we will have a quarter page.
People waiting to get in.
Yeah. A line out the door. We're the bouncers. No. So what is standing out to me on this is the Commission on Aging. We've got a Commission on Aging problem. It's about to be five vacancies.
When Lori?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Lori's not.
Laura Williamson. She is, today's her last meeting.
Just because that's the end of her term?
She's moving.
She's moving.
Yes,
right.
So that's why she won't be here any longer.
What ideas do we have to try to garner interest in serving on Commission on Aging? I think clarity on what the role entails, plus what the commission actually has power to do.
Well, it's not a... doesn't sound like an exciting committee.
With committee the title? Or yeah, I know that... That Mr. Barlow has been passionate about changing the name, but I think it's a state. I don't know that we can change the name of it.
Well, I think we could.
Could we?
Yeah.
I mean, zhuzh it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Commission on Elderly would be better.
Right.
Or senior citizens.
Yeah.
Or commission on people that are wise with age.
That's funny. Maybe we...
And they don't, as far as this goes, they don't state a chair.
Well, they will, after today's meeting, be chairless.
What?
They will be without a chair because Laura is the current chair.
Yes. Unless they decide some chair meeting, but yeah.
And you said Dick's not interested?
He may. He was just trying not to because he's on he's a hearing officer. He's on the Memorial Day committee with myself. But I know, I could see him.
Yeah.
If there was nobody, he would spill it.
I think he would, because he was the newest member, he was hesitant, but
willing.
I think that he's a public service-minded guy. I think he'll, hopefully. Which would be great because he brings a lot of energy and enthusiasm to the board. So
I'd love to see
him as permanent chair.
Mary Brevoleri, I'm sure, is an active member. I don't know Virginia Crawford or Nancy Becker. So we're going to be down to four once Laura moves.
Five vacancies. Two member and three alternate. So, vacancies. All right, maybe we can, I'll bring up in our overview, our appointments committee overview in our next board meeting on Wednesday, the idea of changing the name and get some ideas on if there are folks that board members could reach out to fill these roles.
Maybe we could reach out to Dick and ask him to make a... Well, he's not... He's only... Has he been to a meeting yet?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Just one?
A couple. No.
When did he get appointed? A while ago?
It was recent.
I want to say our February meeting.
Oh, nine meetings.
It was recent.
Nine meetings. He's been to all of them.
Yep. And he's listed as the chair. He's listed as the chair.
Oh, he is right there, yep.
Where?
In our absentee.
The absentee.
That listed as the chair on this.
No, I know. That came over. Maybe I was jumping the gun.
So you just got appointed chair?
Just like that. No.
They're meeting tonight.
They are meeting today at 12 o'clock.
Okay,
yes.
So we'll see what... Can you... Just ping us after we have the draft minutes.
Yes.
To see if a new chair is appointed.
Yes.
Perfect. And...
So I don't think we should, suggest that the name be changed without...
A chair?
Yeah, without talking to Dick.
Okay. He has, in public comment... before the Board of Selectmen suggested a name change.
Oh, we do.
So I know that he is the driver of the idea of the name change, but I don't know if he has any suggestions for alternative names. So let's see if he is appointed chair today, and then we can connect with him tomorrow, or hopefully tomorrow or Wednesday before our meeting.
We don't have a meeting this Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Yes. I have public safety on Wednesday.
Yes, this week.
Before next week's.
You amaze me. Mm-hmm. Did you get my email? I'm very impressed.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I said I was proud of you, and that's not my function, that's my province to be proud of you. But
you get to be proud of me.
Oh, I am proud of you.
I appoint you as a mentor in my life.
Very,
so moved.
Very impressed with how you manage all the things that you do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A color-coded calendar goes a long way.
But a lot of what, a lot of what you do is interact with people.
Yes.
And try to encourage them to steer the path that you want them to steer to.
Yes.
And so that requires, you know, you can't just shoot off a memo. You got to try to get to know them, right?
Yeah. Yes. Always, it's a practice of finding common ground.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something.
There you go.
That people agree on.
Yeah.
Even if it takes a couple layers to get down to it. Then
yeah, right. I was talking to Marianne Burbank yesterday at church and about being a legislator.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the benefits of it, one of which is you get a perspective on how to get somebody to change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
First you have to validate what position they have.
Yep.
And then somehow weave an argument that takes them to the next place, and that's a life skill.
Mm.
Sounds like it's one you've cultivated.
Thank you.
Oh. Right?
Thanks. This makes my whole week.
Oh,
what a great way to start a Monday. All right. Do we have any other business before we adjourn?
Well, Juvenile Review Board is a real concern, right?
YSB.
YSB. We've got three vacancies, and they're all member positions.
Two now, after Jack was recommended for.
Right.
Yep. But
so,
if Lori,
you know, as I know Jack, he'll probably end up chairman.
Yeah.
And then he'll probably either steer the committee into a greater level of action, or suggest possible names of people who could be on it.
That would be excellent.
Yeah.
That would be really great.
When you have a resume that's 12 pages long.
He comes with a lot of experience. We
Boy,
love
does
it.
Does he ever.
Yeah. All right. I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All right. We're adjourned. Oh, all in favor? I don't know if we actually need all in favor. Ah, we're adjourned at 9:15 a.m.